Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
My people are destroyed. Why? But that's not where the verse ends. Because they what? They have rejected knowledge. That's what Hosea says. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's not the end of the verse. It goes on to say, because they have rejected knowledge. See, when light comes, and it shows up that you haven't known some things, you haven't done some things right, you'll do one of two things. You'll either harden yourself and resist it and make excuses, try to find fault with people that do have it, or you'll humble yourself and admit it and go, teach me. Tell me. If you don't speak in tongues, you can either find fault with people that do, or you can find one and go, hey, man, how you do that? Right? But what does that take? It takes humility. You got to humble yourself and admit somebody is into something beyond you that you need. Somebody's prospering and going off and giving like a house of fire. You can either find fault with it and talk about them. Well, maybe so, but did you know this? And did you see that? And I just don't. You need to go to them and go, hey, man, how you doing that? I mean, you're doing so much better than me. How'd you do that? But see, people don't, I mean, your flesh don't want to do that. Discerning. See, people like to believe they already are at the pinnacle. Brother Hagin used to talk about, he has a book called Growing Up Spiritually. And he talks about, what is it, the babyhood stage? What's the next one? Childhood stage and then the adult stage. And a lot of times people read, they already, before they start reading, they figure, you know, I'm probably adult. Before they even start reading, probably. So we just kind of read fast through this babyhood and childhood because we get over here to where we are. And people like to feel like, boy, our church is it. And boy, we're big and we're this and we're that. And the truth is, are y'all with me? Faith Life Church is not big. So looking at me like, oh, we're doing okay. We're...
That's right.
Now thank God for it, but. You ain't got no money. Well, I believe God I got that 20,000, brother. I know it, but. Well, I got 3 million. Oh, brother, help us now. See, when you get to the place where now I know what I'm doing and I've got it and I may not know everything, but
come on.
Everybody do this. What does that mean? Compared to what there is to see and know and do and understand. We're thankful for this. We're thankful. Because used to it was this. It was, right? So we're thankful for this. We are. But let us not be proud. Let us not be haughty. Let's not be deceived and be fools into thinking, well, we're probably 98% there. No. No. There are churches that run 50,000 on Sunday morning. 300,000. I said, well, Brother Keefe, they're in cities of millions. Do you know how many people are within driving distance of this place? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, many of them going to church nowhere. You know how many could join us by internet? Millions could. Is that right? But we can't get to feeling like, oh man, we knocking it out now. That's not having discernment. That's not realizing what else is available. What else is there? And that's what the wisdom of God comes up in you. And yet, don't misunderstand me. You're always thankful for everything God is doing for you, but you don't get canned in and locked in and fishbowl vision and think, man, I'm probably doing better than most everybody else and almost the best in the world. No. God will give you discernment. How many believe tonight, tomorrow, next week, the days to come, we could have an opening of our mind, an opening of our spirit and our heart, and we could see things we never thought about seeing. We could see and think in terms and dimensions and size that had never crossed our mind. And not just wishful thinking or a fruitless dreaming, but really see it and see it in faith. Can you say amen? Discern also means to see. To see it. And if you can see it, you can have it. If you can see it, you can be it. If you can see it, you can do it. Do you believe it now?
Yes.
I think I'm closing, but let me give you this little story. The first airplane that the Lord dealt with Phyllis and I to believe for, this little single engine, very, very nice. But, I mean, I came from a place in the country in Mississippi. I never knew anybody that had an airplane or flew an airplane. Nobody. I didn't know anybody that knew anybody that had an airplane. Do you know what I mean by that? I'd never flown in an airplane. Till I, you know, got to school and flew commercially a little bit, but all my life we'd never been in an airplane or around an airplane or at the airport. I was picking peas. Anybody with me? Do you know what I'm talking about? I had mud between my toes. And the Lord began to deal with me. Let's believe God for this airplane and pay cash for it. Man, it seemed like impossibility. And I found out they got little parts on these airplanes this big. Cost $30,000. And it gets a lot worse mileage than your pickup. Oh, yeah. Oh, brother, when you pull up and say, top her off, fill her up. You better have more than $100 around. But yet I knew it in my heart. Believe for it. Well, thank God for Brother Kenneth Copeland. I mean, he'd believe in for aviation when I wasn't even thinking about being in the ministry and had stuck to it so steadfastly. And we were friends and he helping me and I'd go down to his place. He'd say, Keith, get up there in my airplane and make airplane noises. So I'd get up there in his and spit on the windshield. Hey, you know what I mean by that? Man, why? Why would he say do that? Because that's my biggest thing. Discerning. Seeing me. Phyllis and me with it. And so I knew it and I'd get pictures of it and I'd put it up on the refrigerator and I'd talk about it. Phyllis and I'd talk about it and I'd close my eyes and I'd try to see me and her in there. And that was the plane. And I look in the window and it's Brother Kenneth. And I look in the back and it's Miss Gloria. And me and Phyllis are standing on the tarmac waving. I thought, no. I got to see something else. So I'd work on it, and I'd feed my faith, and I'd try to get this thing in my spirit. And I'll be honest with you, that's the biggest challenge I had. I'd try to get it in my spirit, but the tail was too tall. And the wings were too wide, and it wouldn't go in. And I'm like, do you know what I'm talking about or not? What am I talking about? I got to see me in it. It's got to be mine. Not just for somebody else. But see, I never known anybody that had an airplane. This is so new to me. So I'm believing, and we're sowing our seed, and we're talking it, and we're confessing it, and we're building our faith, and we're stretching. God stretching us and stretching us and stretching us. And I'd close my eyes and try to see it, and still me and Phyllis is on the tarmac waving at somebody. No. Finally, it took a little bit. Wasn't God's fault. Well, I said it wasn't God's fault. But see, I'm not just dealing with just me. I'm dealing with generations of poor mowers. That's my last name. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Generation of poor mowers. Not ever thinking about, not even considering that you might have something like that. A lot of y'all dealing with the same thing. But one day I closed my eyes and I looked in the cockpit and looked down at the yoke, and that was my hands. That's Keith's hands. I looked down and seen whose hand was on the throttle. It was mine. It was me. I'm flying this thing. And it's mine. And look in the back, and guess who was there? Phyllis was back there. Drinking a Perrier. I said, hey. She said, hey. I said, we gone. She said, I know it. We gone. And it wasn't months after I could see that till the thing was sitting in the hangar, paid for. Now I use that illustration, but it works on a healing. It works on a marriage. It works on sowing big seed into the kingdom of God. Anything, if you can discern it, if you can see it, you can see you doing it, see you with it, see you being it, you can have it. You can be it. You can do it. Can you say amen? Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602L. That's R1602L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.